I'm glad to see that you're getting yourself settled in. I assume that the accommodations are to your liking? That's wonderful. As a diplomat, you are obviously of very high importance. Here on Etaf, we are doing our very best to welcome each and every representative from every planet equally and with our traditional customs. Etaf was granted such authority to be able to host this year's Intergalactic Gala. It is the first time since we joined that we're able to share our culture with other species. It is something that we are not taking lightly. It is an honor and privilege for us to host such an extraordinary array of diplomats from all over the galaxy. That is why the president has decided to allow every diplomat their own personal Etovian. So I'm yours. My name is Thebos, and I am your guide to everything and anything involving our culture. My job is to show you around our lands, share our customs, and I am also here for any and all questions. So I can help you better because I need to get to know you a little more. Do you mind me asking what planet you're from? Really? I've never been there. I hear it is a lovely place. Nevertheless, it is a little bit different from Etaf, but I'm sure you will enjoy your stay here for the next week. We have everything from beautiful lakes filled with all the flora you could imagine to amazing and unique animals. Just be sure to only pet the domesticated ones. Wouldn't want your head taken off by an Azhao or something. Oh, sorry. You probably don't know what that is. It is a six-legged creature covered in fur that looks like leaves that hunts from above. If it's on the ground, you know it just devoured something. One of the deadliest animals on Etaf, actually. But you really don't have anything to worry about. You're safe within the city walls. The only animals around these parts are the nice kind that you can pet, if you ask, obviously. The president actually has her own Etaf. It's this little flying fluffy thing that's always perched on her shoulder when they aren't in meetings. So, now that I've done my little thing, do you have any questions for me, or should I continue? That's great to hear. Over there is your bathroom. It has everything that you will need in it, but there are more bathrooms located all over the place for when you wish to leave and explore. Of course, you don't have to worry. I'll be there as your guide, so you won't get lost. That over there, that's your dresser where you can store your things for the next week. There is also a button over there that you can press if you need absolutely anything at all. If it isn't me who answers, then it will be one of the other workers here. Everything from maids to chefs are available upon your request. Oh, and how could I forget? Right here, this is the entertainment system. I was also made aware that some prefer to read, so if you're one of those few, I will gladly escort you to the library. But I think that's everything in your room. Yeah, it is. I'm also sure you've picked up on the fact that you're not allowed outside of the room without me acting as your guide. Do you know why that is? You don't? That's more than okay. We don't expect most of our visitors this week to understand why. The main reason is it keeps everything organized. Another reason is so that you don't make a faux pas and, well, embarrass or insult yourself or someone else on accident. There are so many different cultures coming together here, it would be so easy to just say something and it's accidentally offensive. And the final and biggest reason is that our president has ordered it to be this way. It is not my place to question or judge her. Frankly, it's above my pay grade. It is not my place to judge or ask questions because that is not the job I was paid to do. I'm just a guide hired to help the diplomats who came to visit. But If you want to know my personal opinion, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think it's because there are so many strangers in her home and it makes her feel unsafe. Not everyone visiting is from a matriarchal society like ours, which might make things a little bit dangerous for her. I don't have anything to worry about with you, right? I thought so. I wasn't trying to be rude or imply anything. Really, I wasn't. I got nervous giving my opinion since it is not something I am technically being paid for. I've been training for this gig for an entire month at this point, and I really don't want to lose it because I said something I wasn't supposed to. But, alright, over the bump, now I have a question for you, and you need to answer honestly. I have been trained in giving a traditional Etovian welcome. It is a strong part of our heritage that I would be honored to share with you, but I'm not exactly sure if you know what it is. So my question is, do you know what the Etovian welcome is? It's quite all right to not know. It is important for us guides to get consent before we do anything, so please, if you are uncomfortable with anything I say, just let me know and we can stop. Alright, an Etovian welcome is sexual in nature. As a guest, you are expected to stay within the walls of our dome, which means, as a guest, you should give me a gift. This gift is usually sexual pleasure. This marks you to others as being under my protection and guidance. By allowing me to use your body for sexual pleasure, you are also displaying submission, allowing me to take place in the hierarchy. This is very important as someone who identifies as a woman in a matriarchal society such as Etova. From where I come from in Etova, the custom is for the guest, which is you. Your hands are bound behind your back as you ride my clit. We have something akin to what you humans would call a cock, but we actually call it a clit. Maybe it's just a penetrative clit. I'm not sure. Biological terms, they tend to make things a bit confusing and clunky, and it's whatever. Especially when it comes to comparing interspecies anatomy. While you ride me, I will be engaging in saying some humiliating, degrading, and blatantly objectifying things to you. Of course, I do not mean any of this, but it is a part of the tradition and adds to the fun of it. After all, you are submitting to being within my dome. You're submitting to being my guest. It only makes sense that you submit to me physically as well as mentally, right? Would you like to try it? You would? That's wonderful to hear. Get undressed and turn around. I'll start with the traditional bindings. Once your hands are tied behind your back, I'll pick you up and place you on my lap. Or you can walk if you prefer. Basically, it's your job to ride me. After all, you're supposed to be thanking me for my protection, my guidance, my hospitality towards you. I expect you to ride me until I come with little to no help. Do you understand? Good. The moment this silver robe touches your skin, you are no longer a diplomat. You are a piece of property that belongs to me. As soon as the silver rope leaves your skin, you may return to your status. But whenever this rope is touching your skin, you are mine to do with as I please. This silver is going to look so pretty on you. I can't wait until you're bound and helpless, completely at my disposal. You won't be able to break free. Think of this rope as more than just something that is physically restraining you. It's also mentally tying you to me. This rope, it marks you belong to me. Not just physically, not just sexually, but mentally as well. For this week, you are mine. Every night, I am going to be tying you up in a different way and having my way with you. And you are going to be obedient for me and take it. And something tells me from the way you're reacting to the silver rope dancing across your wrists and you're going to enjoy this. It makes me question, did you actually not know about the traditional Etovian welcome? I'm sure quite a few people volunteered just because they knew about this. In fact, I wouldn't blame you if you did. We have such a different culture from most around the galaxy. Matriarchal societies aren't rare, but they're so much better. Don't you agree? Doing so well for me, letting me tie you up like this. Yeah, the ropes, they just keep getting tighter and tighter, don't they? Oh, there's no way you're gonna be able to get out of this without my help. Whether it's my hands or a pair of scissors, you are effectively trapped. If you want, I could pretend to be your captor, make you my little broodmare. But that's a game for another time. Not your first time with me. I'm not even sure if you've ever had anything inside you. Nor do we know if we're compatible. That's a bridge we can cross another time. After all, you are here for a week. And you are reacting so very well to being tied up with rope. There we go. I knew silver was going to look so wonderful against your skin. So nice and tight, you can't escape. I want you to try and pull your wrists apart for me. Good. It seems you aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Now the real fun can begin. Turn around and look at me. I want you to watch while I open my red robe and reveal the traditional attire. A lacy red bra with matching thigh highs and garters. Look at that. Such lovely detailing around the hips. And right here in the front. Look at that gorgeous black bow. Such a pretty bow. It's on top of the bulge from my clit. Fuck. Feels so good running my hand over it. Love how the lace garters contrast with the silk of my panties. It's all so smooth. And would you look at that? I'm starting to make a little stain. I bet you're wondering how I taste. What it would feel like to walk over and place your mouth right against my crotch and nuzzle in. Inhale my sweet scent. But I've got something better for you. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Wanted to stroke myself while watching you. You're so pretty when you're naked. Hands behind your back. Everything on display while you watch me get off to you. Oh, fuck. What are you going to do? Tell me no? I know you're desperate to get this inside you, aren't you? Oh, I want to feel how my clit feels when you sink yourself on it. Look at it in my hand. Oh, it's so big and thick, my fingers don't even touch. Oh, feels so fucking good on my hand as I stroke it up and down. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, look at you. So horny and helpless with trying to be so good. Oh, I can see it. That look of one in your eyes. You want me so badly, don't you? So fucking needy for me, huh? Fuck. It's adorable that a slut like yourself thought that you could masquerade as a regal diplomat. We both know you don't have enough class for that. Just look at you. Look at how turned on you are right now. You can't hide it from me. It's adorable how pathetic you are. Hands tied behind your back with that silver rope so you couldn't even touch yourself if you wanted to. Yeah. It feels so good to touch myself. Feels so good to be able to play with myself like this. Tease myself. I bet you're jealous. Bet you wish you could touch yourself too. My hands just feel so fucking good. Yeah, I bet you wish they were on you. Rubbing up and down your torso, grabbing onto your hips while I lift you up and down on my clit. Oh, fuck. Filling you up in just the right places. Making sure to press that little spot inside you that sends sparks of pleasure all over your body. It's so cute you really thought that I wouldn't see the whore that you are, diplomat. Makes me want to put a hand around your throat like a pretty necklace. Place a hand around your jaw and force you to look at me as you fall apart in my lap. Telling you how gorgeous you look when you act like the whore you really are. Yeah. I know you're picturing it too. I can tell how badly you want this. Want me. Want to ride me. So I'll give you what you want. Beg to ride me like the classless slut you are. I know you want to do it. And I want to hear that sweet voice of yours. Beg me to fuck you like the needy little slut you are. Yeah, that's it. Tell me what you are. Fuck. Yeah, you want my clit so fucking badly, don't you? I wanna feel it filling you up. Fuck yeah. Tell me where you want it. Ooh, fuck. Look at how big and thick it is for you. Look at what you could have. Keep begging. Fuck. It sounds so good coming from you. Love that you know where you belong already. Such a good little slut for me. Yeah. All right. I think you've begged enough. You've convinced me. Come here, my obedient little sub. Come get your reward for sounding so pretty. Someone is eager. You want my clit to fill you up that badly, huh? Then come take a seat on my lap. Slowly. We're doing this at my pace. Nice and slow, getting you up and down a little bit. And every time you go up, you sink down just a little bit deeper. Yeah, doesn't the tip feel good? The head of my clit going in and out of you? Fuck. Come on. Fuck. Yeah, nice and slow. Aw, you're having to rely on my hands grabbing your hips to ground you, considering your hands are behind your back. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing for you to grab to stabilize you. Yeah, you're completely reliant on me. So fucking helpless. Yeah. Fuck, you feel good. Such a tight, eager little hole for me. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. Nice and slow. We don't want it to go too fast. I know that you're a needy little slut. I know. But this is about showing submissiveness. This is about showing that you submit to my will, that I know better than you. After all, once I come inside you, everyone's gonna know. They're gonna know that you're under my protection, under my guidance, and most importantly, under my control. Yeah, that's it. That's it, little whore. It's not like you can be trusted to be in control of yourself at all, no. Oh, fuck. I mean, who would let you? You became a diplomat and then you instantly let yourself get fucked. What kind of no self-respect royal person has that? I bet you're just a commoner. I bet you're just like everyone else. I bet that you don't have anything special. You're just a little slut that gives it up so easily. You can't help it, can you? No, you can't. Not with a hole like this. A hole that's always aching and needing to be filled with something. It's a good thing my clit can do that for you, isn't it? That's it, my slut. Yeah, keep riding me. Keep bouncing up and down on me just like that. Oh, fuck, yes, that's it. That's it, so fucking good. I wish you could see how your hole looks every time you go up and you go down. It's like it doesn't want to get rid of me. It doesn't want me to leave, huh? You don't want me to stop filling you up, do you? Such a naughty little thing. Fuck, you really thought that people wouldn't notice how easy you are? You really thought that you were being sly by taking this position? I always thought that we were known for our traditional welcomes. I think you're just playing stupid. Or maybe it isn't an act for you. Maybe it's true. Maybe you really are just a dumb little slut who is begging to be filled constantly. Yeah, that might be it. That might be it. How much you love being helpless. How much you love just going up and down. Being raised and being impaled on my lap while I just use you like a personal fleshlight. It feels good, doesn't it? To be fucked by someone who cares so little about you. Who cares so little about your own pleasure. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, you feel so fucking tight around me. Fucking squeeze down, baby, come on. Oh, fuck, that's it. Such a good little slut for me. Such a good little slut for mistress. Fuck. This is my hole for the next week, isn't it? Am I fucking your hole right now? That's right, it's my hole because you're my property. For the rest of your time on Itova, you... you're mine. No one else gets to touch you, no one else gets to look at you, no. No, you're just my personal slut. Everyone's gonna think that I'm the one who has to guide you around, that I'm the one who serves you, but we both know that's not the case. We both know how much you like taking it, don't you? You like being treated like a common fucking slut, like you have no respect, like you're just some kind of filthy whore, that you're worthless and you have nothing at all to offer me except your body. Yeah, that's it. That's what I fucking thought. Oh, fuck. How could How could such a slut think that you could really get away with acting like a diplomat when you don't have any fucking dignity? You need dignity, you need class, you need self-respect, you need brains. You need brains to be a goddamn diplomat, but you don't have any of that, do you? What you have is a passion for being fucked and treated like a slut. That's it. That's all you really need, isn't it? I mean, I guess if you're willing to fuck your way to the top, then it doesn't really matter, does it? A fucking cum slut like yourself, you're addicted to this shit, aren't you? Always wanted, always wanting more, always needing more, so fucking greedy for it. So fucking greedy for this clit, aren't you? Love how much it fucking fills you up. Oh, fuck yeah. Right there, right fucking there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it feels so fucking good. You feel so fucking good, my little toy. Oh, yeah, that's it. So good at being property. This is really all you're good for, isn't it? Not good at giving orders, and you're not good at not fucking those in charge. Maybe you really should just be fucked all day long. Maybe instead of just sitting outside your door and waiting for you to need to come out or something, because that's what we're told to do. Maybe I should get you a collar and a leash instead. Yeah, that way you're never too far from me. Can't trust you to wander away. Can't trust you to be on your own. No, look at you. Look at how fucking easy you gave it up. Such a fucking whore. I bet everyone is so proud of you. I bet your whole entire planet is so fucking proud that they sent such a needy little slut. Such a cum addicted fuckhole for me. Because that's what it is. You are representing your entire planet, and the way you decide to do that is by being a fucking hole for my clit. Can you believe that? That you decided that you were going to represent an entire planet, an entire fucking planet, by being a goddamn whore, by spreading your legs happily and eagerly, getting your hands tied behind your back and taking my clit inside you and letting it fill you up. Yeah, that's what you are representing, that your planet is just a giant slut. Fuck. If everyone on your planet is as easy as you, maybe I should start going there. Would you like that? Would you like me to come back to your planet so that you can be fucked on this clit whenever the fuck you want? I bet a greedy little thing like you would want it all the fucking time. You would be so upset. You would be so fucking depressed if you weren't on this clit at least, what, 2-3 times a day? That's how much a hungry little hole like yourself needs, isn't it? Yeah. Fuck, right there. God, I can't believe you're this tight, considering how fucking happily you spread your legs for me. Oh, it's a good thing, too, because if this was a sloppy hole, I wouldn't fuck it. If this hole was anything less than perfect, I would not be fucking into it, because I deserve only the best. And you know what? You might just be the best slut that I fucked. How does that make you feel? Oh, I bet that makes you feel so fucking good, doesn't it? Doesn't it, little whore? Go on, say it. Say I'm the best slut that you've ever fucked. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck, love that. Love hearing your voice. You don't have to worry about being too loud here. No, everyone knows that you're getting fucked. Everyone's going to fucking know. They wouldn't expect any differently, not from you. No, look at you. You're just basically a whore walking. You might have a real day job where you pretend to be classy, but this right now, what I'm sticking my clit into that's bouncing on my lap while I feel their hands and arms move behind them because they're fucking helpless to do anything but fucking take this clit. This is the real you, isn't it? This is where you belong. This is where you thrive and blossom. Yeah, just like a pretty little flower, except instead of being watered, you're being fucked. Oh, fuck yes. You fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that feels good. Tell me how fucking good it feels. Yeah, go on. Tell mistress. I want to hear it. Fuck. Yeah. More. More. Say more. Be fucking loud. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. So tight. Oh, fuck. You sound so fucking gorgeous. So fucking good for me. Fuck. You take this clip just like a goddamn pro. Fuck. You're being such a good little slut for me. Taking everything I give you in stride. So fucking good. I don't even need to put my hand around your neck, but that doesn't mean I won't. Doesn't mean I won't, and I won't just squeeze a little bit. Oh, fuck. This actually helps with helping you bounce up and down on me, since you can't use your hands, huh? Oh, you like that, don't you? The air coming out of your lungs little by little. Oh, fuck. My hand makes such a pretty fucking necklace around your neck. The perfect accessory to tie together any outfit, really. That, along with my clit going inside you. Oh, fucking your moans. Well, it really ties the outfit together, doesn't it? The outfit of a fucking cheap slut. Fuck right there. Yeah, so good. So fucking good. Fuck, yes. Fuck, squeeze again. You can do it. Squeeze around me. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Such a good slut for me. Such a good little whore for mistress. So eager and open and willing. Taking my clit so fucking well. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. You're so cute when you're helpless. Feel even better when you're helpless. In fact, all you can do is just sit up and take it as I use your throat to help bounce you up and down on this fucking clit. Fuck, so goddamn sensitive. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. See, I know you're getting close, but I'm not going to help you at all. No, no, no. So you either come from my clit or you don't come at all. After all, you're a slut. You're a whore. It's time you learn to take it like a proper one, isn't it? No more pretending you have class. No more pretending you have dignity. No more pretending that you are something you're not. No, no, you're gonna be fucked and treated like a slut while you're here. No more lying to yourself. No more denying it. No. I see you for who you truly are, deep down and what you are. It's easy, darling. Oh, fuck. You are such an easy fucking fuck. Spread your legs just like peanut butter. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fucking take it. Take my clit just like that. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, looks so pretty squirming on my clit. Oh, it feels so fucking good the harder I go, doesn't it? The faster I go, the more you want it. That's alright, baby. I know. I know you need it. I know how badly you need it. You need this little hungry hole of yours filled constantly all the time. It's what you need. It's what you crave. It's what a good slut deserves. And you're a good little slut, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Yes, you fucking are. Take my clit so fucking well. Fuck. Look at me and tell me what you are. Oh, damn right you are. Say it again. Fuck. Louder. Yeah, louder. Come on. Fuck, yes. You're nothing but a cheap fucking whore for me. Something for me to bury my goddamn clit in. Just a warm little hole for me. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all you'll ever be. You can come here pretending that you're fancy and that you're some kind of diplomat and that you have self-respect. But we both know the truth. We both know how goddamn easy you are. That you are really just some fucking cheap slut in disguise. Here you are representing your entire planet by acting like you're just... By acting like you're just some. By acting like you're just some submissive fuck toy. But maybe that's all you really are. Maybe you really are just a hole for other people to fucking use. After all, you seem like you're a cum addict, but you're a fuckhole. Maybe that's all you'll ever be good for. Maybe the whole thing with being a diplomat is the lie. Maybe that's just what you do to feel this, isn't it? Oh, fuck, I think I figured you out, didn't I? Fuck. I'm getting close. Getting so fucking close, having such a perfect little whore in my lap, writhing around, completely helpless. You can do nothing except be at my mercy and take it. Fuck. What's more distracting, the feeling of my clit going in and out of you? My hand around your throat, squeezing tighter and helping you go up and down? Or that pretty silver rope tying your hands behind your back, rendering you helpless, making sure you can't touch me or yourself? I mean, it's not like you need to. It's not like you deserve it. You're just a little whore. You're just a piece of property. You don't need to come if you can't come on my clits. Everyone knows property is things. They're objects. They're not people. No. If you need to come, you can come on my clit or you don't come at all. I mean, if you can't come on my clit, then it must not be that important to you, huh? Yeah, it must not be, because this, I can come using you like a fleshlight. I can come using you just like you're a goddamn hole and you're nothing else. But you, if you can't come using my clit like that, if you can't come being filled up while I just make sure I thrust and hit that spot that makes you feel so fucking good every time, then I guess you don't want to come, huh? You must not really want to come that badly, and that's okay. It's not important for a proper slut to come anyway, is it? Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm getting close. Oh, I'm definitely getting close with this tight fucking hole of yours. Yeah, right there. Fuck. Yeah. That's it. Go on, tell me what you are. Fucking tell me what you are. Fuck. Fuck, that's right. You're mine. You belong to me. You're my slut. My property. My whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Right there. Right fucking there. Oh, such a tight fucking hole. Oh, God, you feel so fucking good. Such a good little slut for me. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Fuck right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. Oh, I'm gonna. Fuck. You did very good for me. I'm so, so proud of you. I honestly wasn't expecting you to take so well to the Etovian welcome. It's not for everyone, considering how harsh and personal it is. And also considering how short it lasts. We're gonna have to do this again in 24 hours. Oh, I don't think you'll mind. Yeah, I'll make you beg for me again. You might be a diplomat on the outside, but really, you're just a desperate little whore on the inside, all the time. It's a wonder how someone can be so classy and so slutty at the same time. The classy sluts, the rarest breed. You know, if you want me to remove your rope, you're gonna need to get up. I'm gonna have to stop scratching your back, but I need a knife to get you free. Fine, we can stay here for a few more minutes, but if I hear snoring start, I'm going to pour water on your face.